We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lots to talk about this morning, but something that has kind of slipped from the headlines, at least for the moment, is this push, this promise, campaign promise and push for a $15 an hour minimum wage. And this would be a national plan, $15. So, I've been fortunate. I grew up here in Richmond, live here now. I've lived in downtown Los Angeles. I've lived in Midtown Manhattan. I've lived in Waco, Texas, and a lot of places in between. I've spent time in my career, and it just is puzzling to me that anybody who's serious would think that a national minimum wage, I mean, even if you buy into the concept of a minimum wage, that a national minimum wage with all the different communities and the circumstances and the price points in those communities, that this makes sense. It's all politics, I think. It's just got to be kind of a manipulative political ploy, don't you think? Patrick Hedger is with the Taxpayer Protection Alliance here in the USA. Patrick, where do you think this thing's dead, or is it going to come roaring back? I mean, it seems to be a potent political issue for Democrats.
Yeah, I mean, I think this latest push is probably in a coma for now, but this issue just continues to come up. I mean, we've been debating this issue for longer than I've been alive, and folks just can't seem to wrap their head around the fact that the minimum wage always causes more harm than good. Yes, you may end up raising the wages of a certain number of people that are lucky enough to keep their jobs, but look, the money's coming from somewhere. So you're either going to see reduced hours, reduced benefits, or reduced hiring. And your point in the intro there is exactly right about purchasing power of a U.S. dollar. It's different all across the country. I'm here in Alexandria, Virginia, and there are plenty of days where I get on Zillow with envious eyes and look at the kind of homes I could afford just down south in Richmond,
right,
versus what I'm able to afford here in Alexandria. I mean, an hour and a half away, it makes a world of difference. So, you know, and you think about the fact that Puerto Rico is within the United States, would be subject to this, and they estimate that a $15 an hour minimum wage in Puerto Rico would be the equivalent of something on the order of $63 an hour, which that is just ridiculous. And that's an economy that can not afford that whatsoever.
What's the appropriate response for Republicans if you recognize, you know, calculating in the politics that just saying, hey, this is crazy, you shouldn't do it, you know, there's a large percentage of the population that hears that and thinks you're trying to diss on me because I'm poor. What do you think is the responsible, reasonable answer that would actually bring people around to this and give them some hope?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, we've been having this debate for so long. It reminds me of the film Idiocracy, where they keep putting Gatorade on the plants and wondering why they don't grow.
Right.
you know, and well, they should, right? Because Gatorade's great. You know, that's so. It's like if we raise the minimum wage, it should have the same effect. But again, you're just going to create more problems than you're solving. And there's a couple of different arguments. First, you could say, well, would you support a $5 or $6 an hour tax on every low-wage worker you hire? No, but that has the same effect on a business, right? Mm-hmm. It's dollars in, dollars out. Or, you know, reminding people that the true minimum wage is always zero, right? Would you rather have a job making the $7.25 an hour or no job at all? Because that's the actual alternative. And then reminding folks that this increases prices, right? You see direct increases in the prices of goods and services when the minimum wage goes up. And so the people that you're trying to help actually end up paying more, right? The low-income folks that need the service sector jobs, the grocery store products, those prices all go up. So there's a number of different avenues. You know, this is the unfortunate thing about arguing policies like this, is a lot of Democratic policies fit nicely in a tweet, and the rebuttals usually take an economics paper.
Yeah. You know, there's no question about that. When I get into these arguments on Facebook, which I got to stop doing. I mean, for goodness sakes, I do a radio show. I shouldn't be arguing with people on Facebook. But anyway, they come up with things that sound like they came out of the Ten Commandments. No one who works 40 hours a week should, you know, they should all be able to support their family. If you work 40 hours a week, as if this is some a directive that comes from on high. And I think, you know, as somebody who did graduate from college, worked for a former president of the United States, then kind of stupidly chose to go into television, I remember the shock that I had when I got my first job and they told me they're going to pay me $5 an hour. This is in 1994. And I thought, holy cow, I was making more than that running the roller coasters over at King's Dominion when I was in high school. Are you serious? You're going to pay me $5 an hour to be the producer and the reporter at the local TV station? And eventually I just said, hey, I gotta walk. This isn't going to work. So it lit a fire under my butt to find a higher paying job, still not a millionaire, but something that was better than that. But you know what? That 30-second explanation is complicated to share with people, and then they don't seem to believe it.
Well, you know, and the funny thing is that the minimum wage actually has the same economic effect that a lot of policies Democrats push to try and get rid of things, right? You could make that argument and essentially say, well, why do we raise the price of a carton of cigarettes? Well, to try and dissuade people from consuming cigarettes. Why are we trying to put a price on carbon to try and dissuade people from producing carbon emissions? So why would you raise the price of hiring people?
Yeah, it's really revealing when you put it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. All it does is create a disincentive. And again, even if you are lucky enough to get your wage bumped up to $15 an hour, you may lose your health care benefits, or you may lose your vacation benefits. The money's coming from somewhere, and business owners aren't exactly lining their pockets these days. I don't need to remind anyone of that.
Right. A lot of them are not. That's true. Patrick Hedger with the Taxpayer Protection Alliance. I appreciate you coming on, because I think a lot of people are faced with either Facebook arguments or family arguments, and I want them to be armed with information so they can have an intelligent, hopefully responsible, winning argument when somebody confronts them with it. Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.